This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John. How are you guys doing? I am very excited to be here with you guys today. Happy New Year. I hope 2021 was a great year for everyone, and I wish all of you a blessed and prosperous 2022. I can't believe 2021 went by as fast as it did, but it was a very good year for me, and I hope it was a very good year for you guys. I'm very excited about 2022, and I hope you guys are excited about 2022 as well. This year, my goal is to talk to you guys twice a month. The episodes, though, will be on Sundays instead of Thursdays. If you guys have been listening, you guys know the episodes used to come on Thursdays. We are now changing things a bit. They will be on Sundays. I changed it to Sundays so you guys can listen at the beginning of your work week. Well, since it's the start of a new year, I'd like to kick things off by discussing a topic I feel very strong about, and that is time management. I feel like the beginning of the year is a good time to talk about those types of things. So I think it's extremely important for a business owner or entrepreneur to have good time management. I believe that in order to be successful, you must manage your time to increase your productivity and to get the most of your day. Having your own business is hard, so you need to be able to manage your time. If you don't, you are just going to be miserable. And if it's bad enough where you can't manage your time and prioritize what you need to do and how much time to give it, you might just even fail. So beginning of the year, I felt like this is a good way to kick things off. This is a good topic. It's very important. And I want all you guys to have good time management. And the good news is that you guys are hearing it from me, right? Someone who owns two businesses. I own them. They're not, you know, one of them is not part-time. I own both businesses full-time. I'm with you. I'm here. I'm doing the daily grind with you. So I'm not someone that's retired telling you that you should manage your time and this is what you should do. No, I am here. I am local. I'm around. I go to work every day. I put in tons of hours. So you're getting this information from someone that can definitely relate to you. So what is time management? I just put a simple definition. And it's what, you know, this is the first thing I think about when I think of time management as far as a definition. And it's putting a schedule together so that you can maximize your time, hence being extremely productive. It's basically the idea that we basically have to manage our time so that we could be very productive. That's simple. So if you want to achieve ultimate or optimal level of productivity, you have to manage your time. There's no way around it. Why is it important that we manage our time? Well, we manage our time so that we can balance everything that is a priority around us, right? I think we've talked about this before briefly in the beginning episodes. You want to have a balanced kind of work life. And, you know, I'll say it's very hard as a business owner to have, a work-life balance type structure. But if you don't manage your time, okay, then the things that are priority to you might lack. And what do I mean by that? They might lack, they might start to fail. For example, if your business is a priority, if you have a significant other, a wife, a spouse, a girlfriend, a significant other, and if your relationship with them starts to lack, then your business may start to suffer, correct? Relationship, loved ones, family, these are all priorities. And if we don't have good time management, something is going to not get enough time, and therefore it tends to suffer. What happens if I don't do it? Well, we just kind of discussed that. Those things that are priority start to fall apart, right? And sometimes if something falls apart, it causes other things to fall apart. We talked about that. How do I manage my time? Well, I'm going to tell you how. It's very simple. Make a list of the things that are priority, okay? And then start listing them in order of how much time you need to devote to them. Again, it's not a list where you're prioritizing what's important to you. It's a list whereby you are prioritizing how much time you're going to devote to something, okay? And since we are talking here as business owners, okay, your business is probably going to be the first thing on that list, and I'm going to talk about that. But before I get to there, let me just carry on. So I'm going to keep using myself as an example to give you guys a good idea, okay? And I said, remember that we're not listing them in order of importance, but really how much time they take from you. So I'm going to discuss myself, and it's also kind of my schedule roughly, okay, plus or minus. And this is kind of how I do things Monday through Friday. On the weekends, obviously, I have more time to give to my family and other personal things that I may slack on during the week, okay? So my typical day is I give my business about 10 to 12 hours of my time. You need this much time to be successful and grow your business. Look, owning your own business is difficult. You are not going to do this thing in 6 or 7 hours, okay? If you've been around for 25 years and you've had your business for that many years, maybe. But if you are, you know, if you just started or kind of newer at it, I'm not that new, and I still work 10 to 12 hour days. So I put in like probably 10, Monday through Friday, I put in 10 hours. Saturdays, I will occasionally put 5 hours on that day. So if you add them up, it's about 11 hours a day. So it's very important to give your business a lot of time to nurture and keep it successful. And I remember very early on, I talked to you guys about the amount of time it will take to own your own business or be an entrepreneur. And of course, longer you have owned your business, the less you have to give, but you have to be willing to give 10 to 12 hours the first 10 years, I would say. And then 8 to 10 years, 11 through 15. And 6 to 8 hours, years 16 through 20. and so on. This is kind of how you have to think of it. You got to give it a lot of time. And this is kind of my schedule again, Monday through Friday. And the next thing I do is I sleep for 6 hours, right? I sleep about 5 or 6 hours a day. Successful people don't sleep a lot. I will tell you that. I don't know if you guys know Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey said rich people don't sleep, but I'm going to substitute rich for successful people, and I'm going to say successful people don't sleep a lot. If you're sleeping, you're not being productive. You're not producing. You're not working. Again, if your health calls for it, if you need that much sleep and it's because of your health issues, by all means, go ahead and sleep as much as you need. The next thing is my wife, right? We all have a wife, significant others, girlfriends, partners, whoever it may be. I spend about 2 hours a day where I give my wife my undivided attention. Yeah, very important to keep the relationship healthy. After we put the kids to sleep, we spend time talking or watching a show that we kind of like together. This is very highly recommended to keep the fire in the relationship. It's very hard to be successful if your relationship with your loved one is rocky. Okay? Again, right? This is why we're time managing things that are priority, right? My wife is a priority to me, so I have to manage my time so I can have time for her. I discussed that early on in this episode. If we don't manage our time, things that are a priority to us start to lack and or fail. The next thing for me is my kids, right? I break up family into wife and my children because those are two different things to me. I spend about, again, an hour with my children. I try to, hang out with them. We play, we read, we watch TV. This is, again, helpful because it keeps us bonding and it's great for my relationship with my kids. Again, my kids are a priority to me. My wife is a priority to me. So I want to manage my time so I can give them more time. If I don't do that, then I will have, let's just say, a bad relationship with my wife. That's not going to help me out of my business. I don't want that. It's going to cause distractions, and I don't want my relationship with my wife to go bad, or my relationship with my kids, or whatever the case may be. Okay, the next thing is working out or exercising. I do an hour a day. It helps me stay healthy, and it relieves stress. I do a boxing class 5 days a week for about an hour, sometimes 45 minutes. I find that it gives me really a lot of energy throughout the day, and it helps me relieve a lot of stress. The next thing I do is, I'll put it this way, it's spiritual or meditation, depends on what it is you do. For me, I read the Bible half hour a day. You can do whatever you want. If you're not spiritual, if you're not in a part of any religion, you want to meditate, those things tend to, having something spiritual or meditation tends to go a long ways, and it helps you out. So I'll allocate about a half hour for that. Although I'm not great at this, but I allocate an hour and a half for eating. Why? Because it's basically 30 minutes for breakfast, 30 minutes for lunch, 30 minutes for dinner. Do I always do it? Sometimes I skip meals or whatever the case may be, but it's there if I need to do it. What I'm trying to tell you is there's 24 hours in a day. Break up your day and watch. You can get a lot done in 24 hours, including sleeping for about six, and then working with the remaining 18. I don't have this problem driving. I gave you guys an hour of driving, right? Or, you know, I live very close to where I work. Literally, it's like 3 to 5 minutes. So I don't have this. But again, I factored in driving for 1 hour, 30 minutes to get to work, 30 minutes to come back. Because I don't want anybody to say, you know, oh, he does a schedule. He doesn't even factor in eating. How does he eat? Where, you know, when does he drive to work and back from work? No, this is a real schedule of my time. So I put in there an hour. And if you add up all this, it comes out to like 23 hours. So it's still like another hour of miscellaneous. And, you know, if I work 11 hours, perhaps it eats all that time up. If I work 10, there's probably another hour. So again, the idea is this, right? Tell yourself this, look, I have 24 hours in one day. I need to make the best of it. I need to be, you know, be very productive. So in order to do that, I got to manage every minute of my time and fit everything in. So please keep in mind, this is simply what I do. You have to manage your time according to your priorities and what is happening in your life at that present moment. You also have to take your health into consideration. And if you're not healthy, you need to slow down to get your health in order, and then you can pick up the pace again. So I don't want you to go out there and say, oh, this guy doesn't want me to sleep. He said only sleep 5 to 6 hours. Look, I'm just telling you what I do. If you need to sleep more, and then manage your time accordingly. I want you to start 2022, strong, and put time management plan into place. So if you don't have one, put one into place. Time management plan is not written down. I've been doing it for a long time, so it just comes natural, and I do it without thinking about it. You will not believe how many business owners do a horrible job at managing their time, and this results in their business suffering. You've worked very hard to get where you are at, and you need to keep it up. Okay, so again, manage your time, very, very important. Us business owners don't have any time to waste, and every minute of our day counts, and or you should make it count and make it useful, and try to go in every day and be as productive as possible. Being productive is basically going in and just, you know, satisfying that mission, meeting that goal, whatever it is. Just shoot for that, aim for that, okay? So again, if you are doing very good managing your time, then this episode is just basically a refresher and a reminder. If you are not so good at managing your time, I think you should take this opportunity after hearing this episode, take this as an opportunity for you to put a time management plan into place. Again, very, very excited. Happy New Year. Wishing you guys a very good 2022. Hopefully it's a year of growth and prosperity, good health. Thank you for so much for listening. Please subscribe and rate. Follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast and let me know any topics you would like discussed.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.